Right. Kei te whakarongo koe ki te reo irirangi poho, he parakuihi tēnei. You're listening to 95 BFM Breakfast. We've got some special guests in the studio, morena to Christian Jensen and Club Ruby.
Hello!
Hello!
Hello! Hi. There's a lot of people in the studio right now. It's a real good time. I'm excited. We're talking all things National Poetry Day. Christian, you're the producer and WordCore Wayfinders co-director. Yep. And that's sort of the collective behind this event, right, for Poetry Day?
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
So tell me a little bit about the mahi that WordCore Wayfinders does.
Yeah, so for us it's all about collaboration. So this project is matching up poets with musicians and visual artists, but sort of working across genres. So we have they've been working together for 4 to 5 months now to create some unique work and just really break out of different types of silos or different kind of, you know, processes that you're used to and come up with something new.
It's such a cool way to like cross-pollinate some ideas across different mediums. It must have been a lot of fun matching up the poets and the artists and sort of curating a lot of that.
Yeah, I love it, and it really does. It's like a matchmaking process.
Yeah.
You know, find the right partner for the right creatives.
Yeah.
and see which ones really connect. And it's been beautiful watching them participate and some people getting out of their usual comfort zones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, musicians doing visual art and poets, you know, doing more performative dance and stop motion for these guys here.
Oh, cool. Yeah, Club Ruby, we've got Jade and Hon here from Club Ruby. Morena, tell us a little bit about what you're excited for the event. Do you know the artist that you're working with for it?
Yeah, we're actually working with Sally Louise, who's more of a poet by trade. But what's been the best part is that it is quite an interdisciplinary process.
Yeah.
We're kind of all involved in both the music, poetry, and a visual world.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And I think what's been interesting about it is that there's no set outcome that we're supposed to have. Like, it just needs to incorporate all these elements.
Huh.
So something we've been saying a lot working with Sally is like trust the process.
It sounds like a really cool like creative exercise, and like it's going to be really exciting for the audience.
I think so. Maybe Han, you can say a little bit about what we've been doing if you want.
Sure. Like, I guess we kind of like showed up at Sally's place and we kind of just started riffing off ideas. And I was really scared to like show up with no ideas. Like, you know, like usually I prepare something and, you know, show up and like, I have this idea, we can just do something like this. But we kind of just vibed it out.
Yeah.
And then I think I really enjoyed the process because like, we kind of just got a bunch of our things and just brought it to a table and made a thing.
Our actual physical objects.
Yes.
Like, we kind of got inspired by sand tray therapy, which is where you use a big tray of sand and you kind of get little statues or objects from your house and then it kind of starts to mean
like
something
a zen
as
garden.
You go. Yeah, yes. Exactly.
That's
I
awesome.
I love sand tray therapy.
Yes!
I get where you were going with that, and I'm now very curious to see what the end result is.
Yes.
So cool. Yes.
And it's going to be also basically a single release party for us personally, because we're releasing our song Komorebi on Friday.
Cool.
And we showed Sally and it kind of ended up being the main like music soundscape that has inspired the project as well.
So cool. What a cool process and such a cool initiative.
Yeah.
On the night, you've got 5 different trios performing, right? So David Eagleton, Richard Wallace and Ronald Andre Sand, Lex Schomark, Luani Nansen, and Noah Brown. Lex works in youth poetry mentoring, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. M. Berry, Janina Nana-Yeah, and Rose Freeborn. You guys, of course, which we just talked about, and then Paris Whitehead, Paul McClaney, and Martin Sikombe. Tell me a little bit more about the process of how you curated these different groups and matched people up together, Christian.
Yeah, so what we tried to do is just really break any sort of kind of isolated groups or areas. So it's a range of, you know, David Eagleton, he's an ex-poet laureate.
Mm-hmm.
He's working with an established Auckland sculptor.
Mm.
So for them to create all these beautiful sculptures that he's going to interact with on stage with projections is really cool. But we also went with, you know, someone like Lex, who is a slam champ, and the youth group and that Pacifica environment, but them also combining DJing with breaking with the scripted kind of format of what they're used to. So it's really going to be cool to see them break out of, you know, what their usual pattern is. Yeah, and young up-and-coming, you know, visual artists. And I think, you know, even though some of them are categorized as musicians or poets or visual artists, this kind of breaks all that and allows everyone to become the poet or the, you know, like, yeah, it really breaks the pattern. And then you got someone like Paris, who is just this stunning new voice in poetry, working with Martin, who's a videographer, and Paul, who's an established, you know, musician. And it's just this beautiful, serene, minimalist kind of experience with them. So, you know, it goes from groundbreaking, theatrical. Oh, and then we've got Still Thinking Band as well, which is a dancer that's just come from overseas again. She's been a dance in South America, learning how to make masks and doing dancing, working with a local digital musician. So, yeah, it's really just genre-breaking. But on top of that, we also challenged them to create an exhibition. So it's not just a show. We've also got a whole studio that we're decking out when working with a group called Blackout Poetry. So you can go and explore Blackout Poetry in the dark with a flashlight.
Cool.
That's so cool.
What an immersive experience this is going to be. And I really like what you said before about how in these creative groupings, everyone sort of becomes the poet. It sounds like it's going to be a very inspiring show and exhibition for everyone to sort of tap into their inner poetry, which I guess is what Poetry Day is all about.
Yeah, man. And it's going to be interactive as well. So we're inviting audience to, you know, get the pens out and, you know, become the poets too. That's part of it.
You heard it here first, everyone. Get your pens out and start writing some poetry. I know you've all got some stuff in your notes app hiding away that you're ready to share. Thank you so much for coming up, team. It's been so cool to learn more about this. Everyone can head to Humanitex to learn more about Illuminated Horizons, which is the show happening Friday the 22nd, so that's this Friday, from 7pm till 11 at Te Puna Creative Hub Theatre for National Poetry Day. Thanks so much for coming up, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Awesome.